Jessica Clement of the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association taking a break. Congress is, Jesse, but they will be back in just a couple of weeks. And recently I talked to Congressman Chris Van Hollen about what he expects to see. And I certainly don't expect you to argue with the ranking member of the House Budget Committee, but his top priority is just whatever happens with the budget, continuing resolution. He believes that's what federal employees should pay attention to the most when Congress comes back from the break. Agree or disagree with Congressman Van Hollen, and what else should federal employees be watching, Jesse?
Hi, Francis. Thanks for having me. I'm certainly not going to go on air and disagree with the ranking member of the Budget Committee either. I think he's right to a certain extent. The CR is obviously going to get a lot of attention when they get back in September. Both chambers will probably be out by September 19th, maybe September 23rd. Maybe they'll still be in session the week after that. But they're both chambers are looking to get out of here by September 19th. I think we're going to see the CR come up shortly after they get back on the 8th. I am not terribly worried as to what that would mean for federal employees. A budget deal was put in place at the end of last year to set funding levels for FY15. The House Appropriations Committee has moved all but one of their appropriations bills, and I believe the House individually has passed about 8 of them. I'm not worried for the CR. I am more worried as we get closer to the start of FY16.
As you look at where the two sides are they that far apart, is it your sense, or do they still have a lot of ground they have to cover when they come back to get a CR done?
They do not have a lot of ground to cover when they get back. The budget levels were set in the budget deal that passed at the end of last year with House Budget Chairman Paul Ryan and Senate Budget Chairwoman Patty Murray. The appropriations process has been moving through the House fairly quickly. I do not anticipate a lot of surprises, but again, this is Capitol Hill. We never know what can happen.
Exactly right. Betting on what they'll do would not be a wise idea. However, it is my understanding from folks that I talked to on the Hill, including David Hawkins from Roll Call, saying that the main issue now with the CR, I think Congressman Van Hollen and maybe Senator Mikulski are the only people that still think it's possible or likely that they could get an omnibus or a minibus done, that this will probably be a CR form. The debate seems to revolve around how long it would be, with Republicans wanting to stretch it out till after the elections, if possible, and Democrats wanting to maybe get to December, January, because the likelihood is that they'll lose the Senate, and that would do that would keep their priorities in place for longer. Are you hearing those kinds of wranglings back and forth, or are people kind of looking at the CR as just, well, we really need to just get this over with and get on to the next thing?
No, I think they're right. I think the date that the CR extends through will be an important piece of this. I think it will absolutely take us through the November elections, no doubt about that. So then they're going to be asking themselves mid-November, end of December, maybe even into January. And if the Democrats hold on to control of the Senate, we may be looking at a different CR than if they lose.
You mentioned that you are more looking forward to necessarily in an excited sense, but you are thinking more about fiscal 16 rather than what's happening with this budget deal. Is that because the Bipartisan Budget Act will have expired by the time we get to October 1st, 2015, and it's a whole new negotiation process with all of the things that you and I have talked about before up in the air, on the table again, so to speak?
You're absolutely right. It's a brand new negotiation process. We have a two-year budget deal that took from future federal employees to offset sequestration for a small period of time. I think what a lot of people seem to be forgetting these days is that sequestration isn't a one-and-done sort of thing. This is a 10-year process. We have now made it through 3 years, one of which included furloughs for federal employees because Congress couldn't figure out a way to offset sequestration. Then we had a budget deal for the next two fiscal years. We still have 7 years remaining of sequestration-level funding, and I think when Congress returns next year and we're in the 114th Congress, we have new players. You'll probably have a new House budget chairman. And who knows what's going to happen to offset those sequestration for those 7 years.
Jessica Clement of National Active and Retired Federal Employees, my guest. So between now and October 1st of this year, What has to happen is obvious, and Congressman Van Hollen talked about that. My conversation with him is posted at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. When do you and your colleagues in the federal employee advocacy community go to work on fiscal 16? Is it right after whatever happens with 15 is going to happen, or is it now, or is it some other point in the future?
Oh, Francis, you know we never stop working in the federal employee community.
Well, that's not what I meant. That's not what I was trying to say.
We're working on it now. What we've been doing is asking our members, and what we do, you know, here in Washington as our lobbyists as well, is to continually remind them, members of Congress, that is, of the sacrifices federal employees have paid over the last 3 years. The numbers differ, but we believe that federal employees have contributed over $120 billion towards deficit reduction over the last 3 years, most of which went to pay for other things, such as the unemployment insurance extension and offsetting sequestration. So we feel federal employees have done enough. They have played their part. They have more than sacrificed, while other groups have not. So, you know, part of our lobbying strategy is to make sure that members of Congress know that $120 billion figure. So when Congress wants to take even more for federal employees, they will already know, hey, wait, this group has given enough.
Congresswoman Donna Edwards has a bill called the Employee Pension Fairness Act that would repeal the increase in contributions some employees make. That bill, I asked Congressman Van Hollen about that, and he said, yeah, it's a great idea, but we really should focus on pay raises and making sure that pay raises get into whatever deal exists. Does that pension bill have any chance of going anywhere? It doesn't seem like it's something that's garnering a whole lot of support or buzz or really much movement at all.
Well, it is a priority for us, as is gaining an equitable pay raise for federal employees next year. Both of them probably don't have much of a shot this Congress. There's going to be very, very few working days for this Congress the rest of this year. If everything stays the same, Senate Democrats hold on to the Senate, we could easily have a CR where it goes into January and they stay home the month of December and spend some time with their families after a busy campaign season. So I would like to, these are good bills. It'd be nice to see federal employees get a pay raise that they deserve after 3 years of pay freezes, and then a pay raise this year that is barely larger than their increase in FEHBP premiums. Similarly, the two increases in retirement contributions for new hires was grossly unfair, used to pay for other things, and we agree with Congresswoman Edwards. It should be repealed. We appreciate the efforts of these members of Congress, but you're right, this probably isn't going to go too far.
The old Washington refrain, spending more time with their families, that doesn't usually end well, does it?
Sometimes.
It's a great idea, but
sometimes it does not. You know, I worked on the Hill, and sometimes I get a little bit defensive when people refer to congressional recesses as breaks or vacations. At no time does district office staff work harder than when their member of Congress is back in those districts. It's not always a vacation.